2ST, good times and great music. Pete Bramett here for a Friday afternoon, which means we speak to Mim the naturopath. And she joins me now from beamingwithhealth.com.au. How are you, Mim?
I'm very well, Pete, and you?
Good to track you down for a Friday. Feeling pretty good. Today's subject's a good one because I know this affects a lot of people, Mim. It's called anxiety. We get stressed a lot sometimes, don't we?
We do. Anxiety and depression, they're often two sides of the same coin. But it really is an awful thing to feel anxious. It affects sleep, it affects basically your quality of life. So there are plenty of things you can do with natural therapies.
All right, let's hear about some of those then.
Okay, well, first of all, I recommend that people stay off caffeine. Caffeine increases adrenaline, and adrenaline is the hormone that is all about anxiety. So we want to reduce that wherever possible. So taking out caffeine, you could have, you know, cups of tea are okay, but definitely no cola, no coffee. And also eating regularly, so eating something with a little bit of proteins or a bit of meat or cheese or eggs or even legumes every 2 to 3 hours will keep those blood sugar levels steady. And that's the other thing that's really important for anxiety, keeping the blood sugar levels or blood glucose levels nice and steady.
Right.
So they're two things to start with. There are some lovely herbs also.
Yeah.
I've spoken, I think, of kava, that Polynesian herb. That's a real beauty for anxiety, and actually there's some studies that show that it is as effective as the benzodiazepine group of drugs, but without the side effects.
That sounds good.
Kava is very nice. There's passion flower. There's valerian. So there's a group of herbs that you can have as a tea, in a tea form, or tablets or tinctures that can help with anxiety. But Pete, one of the most important things you can do is breathe. That's fairly basic.
Yeah.
But by, I call it belly breathing or diaphragmatic breathing, and I'll just very, very quickly talk you through it.
Okay.
We can actually switch on what we call the parasympathetic nervous system. So the sympathetic nervous system is all about the adrenaline, and the parasympathetic nervous system is all about relaxation. So by breathing into your belly, we can actually switch on that soothing, calming parasympathetic nervous system. So you're breathing through your nose, you breathe in, it's a deep breath, it doesn't have to be a big breath, but you bring that breath down to your lower belly. And how you can do that is just pop your hand below your belly button,
right,
and breathing in and allow the breath to rise. So the belly rises or, you know, expands with the in-breath and releases with the out-breath. And if you can do that, it takes a little while to get the hang of it, but breathing down there, that relaxes the diaphragm, that switches on the parasympathetic nervous system, and it's excellent if someone suffers from anxiety. And if you know, that's something you don't have to take, it doesn't cost anything.
No.
And you can do that throughout the day, and it will really lower levels of anxiety.
Gee, Mim, the human body is so complex, isn't it?
It's not easy, is it? Well, there are just a few simple rules, and you know, breathing and belly breathing or diaphragmatic breathing is one of those that I teach a lot of my patients, and it's simple. Once you've got it, you don't forget it, and it can make such a big difference.
Isn't it funny? We worry about buying new clothes, new cars, and all that sort of stuff, but we don't treat our body all that well sometimes, do we?
No, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting that it's way down on the list, but, you know, hopefully it's there for the long term, and there are just a few simple things you can do that really improve your health and quality of life.
Mim, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time this afternoon. More of that stuff on your website, beamingwithhealth.com.au.
Absolutely.
And we'll have a chat to you next Friday.
Looking forward to it, Pete.